Hello, hello to all my friends, and welcome to Anatomy of the Heart. My name is Stephanie, and each week we are going to dive into a time where we take a moment to pause and take a deep breath, allowing for God to fill us with His glory. This is a time for us to take an inventory of our hearts and to get ready to grow in our faith each day. So join me as I share weekly devotionals for the imperfect, tired, yet fully capable in the eyes of our Father. Hey guys, I would love to hear what is on your heart. I would love to hear what the Lord has been speaking to you, especially if you've been listening to the podcast. I want to know where God has shined a light in the darkness, encouragement, or maybe a word that the Lord has spoke through me for you. So please get onto Instagram, Anatomy of the Heart. Send me a message, and I look forward to hearing from you. Okay, so if you have kids, you have probably heard, if you're going on any distance of trip, are we there yet? I mean, if you're going somewhere that seems to take, like it's taken a little bit of time, I know my kids will ask, are we there yet? And so most often my answer to their question is no. Now, other times I can say almost, but waiting for them, especially a kiddo, can be very hard. I mean, let's be honest, it's hard for us as adults. And so the simple fact that you are waiting for something means that you're actually counting the time until something happens or till you arrive at your destination. And so subconsciously or consciously, you're thinking about how much time you have, and it makes it feel slower. I know that when we were in the beginning stages of our marriage, we had discussed that we wanted a child. You know, we knew that right away. Actually, before we got married, we knew that we wanted to have kids. And so after, you know, a couple years of being married, we attempted to try, and it wasn't working out. And then 1 year went by, and then 2 years went by, and 3 years went by. And then we went to the doctor, and we sought for help. And that beginning stage of us wanting a child ended up being a long 10-year process of trying to get pregnant with IUI treatments. We tried foster care to try to adopt through that, and that didn't work. And there was a desire and a want to try to have a child. You know, it was like, are we there yet? Have we reached the destination? Have we reached the solution of being able to have a child? And even at 10 years of marriage at that point, we had not. And so it was discouraging when it was like you heard no. You know, or almost maybe, you know, I was reading this article and it was interesting. It was the psychology of waiting, you know, factors that make the wait seem longer for people. It said one of them was unoccupied time makes it feel longer than occupied time. So when you are waiting something to distract yourself, it makes the process, you know, pass more quickly. And then there was, you know, people want to get started right away. So usually that's one of the reasons why, you know, restaurants will sit you right away, give you a menu, maybe a basket of bread or some chips and salsa, because they want to feel like they're getting started right away in whatever desire or way that they see fit. Anxiety makes the wait seem longer. Uncertain waits are longer than unexplained waits. For instance, you know, we would wait more patiently for the pizza guy if we looked out and seen this huge thunderstorm started, because we would know, oh, that's why he's late with the pizza. You know, it's raining really hard outside. Rather than if we looked outside the window and it was like clear skies, then we would say like, well, why is this pizza guy taking forever? And so was I wrong for not wanting to wait about my process of wanting a baby? No. I don't believe that I was wrong for seeking out medical professionals, because it's something that was a strong desire of mine, and God placed professionals in our lives for that reason. And it was after 10 years, and I wanted to seek the help of someone who could be able to help me in a medical sense. So when we think of waiting, we think of it passively, usually, like waiting for our food, waiting to see the doctors, waiting in a, you know, bad traffic. You know, biblically speaking, though, waiting isn't a passive activity, though. It is demonstrated by active dependence upon the obedience of God. So I want to go back to the story of Mark and I and trying to get pregnant. So we had attempted many, many different times to get pregnant, IUI treatments, many failed attempts, many months of disappointment and cries and tears. And so there was just a point in my life where I kind of felt like, well, okay, maybe I'm not supposed to have a baby. Like, it's not going to happen. But, you know, God had other plans for us. He said, no, he said, you have to wait. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. And so we had Mark go to a special doctor, and they told him, you know, well, we can do this one little test to see if maybe we can help you. And then they decided after the test that they would go ahead and have him go do a surgery. And this surgery is a simple outpatient surgery, but nonetheless, it is a healing process for a dude that no dude really wants to go through. And so he did go through it, and I believe he was like maybe 3 days of post-op of having the actual surgery, and he's at home and he is just like super, super sore. And I don't know what came upon me, but I got this feeling at work that I needed to take a pregnancy test. So I took a pregnancy test, and to my surprise of trying for 10 years, randomly, I had the test come up positive. So let's go back and let's think about that time frame for a second, because I had had 10 years of multiple treatments and many failed attempts, sought medical professional help. Mark had a procedure, was only 3 days post-op from this procedure, and I found out I was pregnant. Come to find out, at the time, I was already 2 weeks pregnant when Mark had this procedure, and he actually didn't need it. But, you know, it's something that we laugh about now, and we think about that. But, you know, we had been trying for 10 years and anxiously waiting and praying, and again, we weren't wrong for seeking help. But God has his timing, and he knew that we would have a baby, right? It just wasn't in his timing. And nobody struggles with waiting like me, right? I mean, you know, am I the only one that struggles with that? I don't think I am. I think there is a lot of people who struggle with waiting. And when we practice waiting, you know, waiting upon the Lord, it can be hard. There is a verse in the Bible in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, 13 through 14 says, consider the work of God, who can make straight what he has made crooked. In the day of prosperity, be joyful. In the day of adversity, consider God has made the one as well as the other, so that may not find out anything that will be after him. And so we need to acknowledge God's control of these things, and God will fix the things in a much better way than we ever could. And sometimes the most difficult thing for us to do, though, is nothing at all. Nothing except, you know, waiting upon the Lord. And then Isaiah 40, 31, which, by the way, is my absolute favorite verse. It says, but those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. It's like we know that we were supposed to wait, yet it still seems like a big long wait in the doctor's office. I mean, one big long wait at Six Flags. And why is waiting so hard? Well, I mean, because we're human. Going back to the verse in Isaiah, you know, it's talking about, you know, an eagle, maybe, so to speak, you know, so that we shall mount up on wings like eagles. And I was reading this thing about eagles, and it was pretty cool. Did you know that eagles will fly to a high spot and they will wait for the winds to come? So when the storm hits, it sets his wings so that the wind will pick up and lift above the storm. So while the storm rages below them, the eagle is soaring above it, and the eagle does not escape the storm. It simply uses the storm to lift itself higher. It rises on the wind that brings the storm. I mean, wow. I mean, waiting at times is hard. Storms come upon us, but the storms don't have to overcome us. I mean, God is sovereign. He is the same person yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He's on the same path with us. He's lifting us up so that we can soar like that eagle. I want to talk to you a second about trees. You know, there is different trees. I mean, many different trees, and they all grow at different rates. But there is this one tree that is called the hemlock tree, and it seems to grow slower than others. It gets wider rather than slower, which is the radical growth rate. I mean, its lifespan can get up to 800 years old. I mean, so the eastern hemlock, and it doesn't even reach maturity until it's lived 300 years. I mean, the recorded long-living eastern hemlock tree was 988 years old. I mean, that is one old tree. There's another interesting tree that makes me think about that, and it's called, you know, the Chinese bamboo tree. And I was reading up on this one years ago, but so some things about the Chinese bamboo tree. When you plant it, nothing happens in the beginning stages except like a little tiny shoot coming out from its bulb. But you water it, you fertilize it, you watch it, but it really feels like nothing's happening. You keep watering it and you keep fertilizing it and you're waiting. But it takes 4 to 5 years or sometimes even longer for you to see anything kind of take place from it. But one day, after years of waiting and fertilizing the Chinese bamboo tree, you start to actually see growth. In 6 weeks, to follow the Chinese bamboo tree will grow as much as 2 feet per day until it grows to be 90 feet tall. But it takes 4 to 5 years before you see any sort of anything happen from all the work that you're putting into it. I mean, so during the first 4 to 5 years, all the growth is underground. Its massive root and structure, it spreads deep and wide. And so the outward growth only occurs if the bamboo tree has properly been watered, nourished, so that way underneath it can establish the system. And so many of us, we would give up, you know, just in a few days, a few weeks or months, or when the difficulties come in our lives, we're kind of like, I'm not waiting for that tree to sprout. It's been way too long. But God's timing is so perfect. And we may feel like waiting is just too long, but we need to try to trust God in the process. And I know that it's easier for me to say that than to actually do it. Believe me, I've been there and I have failed at the past. And I know that I'm only human and I will surely fail in the future. But God knows the beginning, He knows the end, and everything in between. He knows when our hearts are prepared, and He knows the lessons that we need and the time to grow. And the Lord knows us completely. He knows us. His timing is perfect because He is everywhere and He is all-knowing. Let us pray. Lord, You know us better than we know ourselves. God, forgive us for at times rushing ahead when your hand hasn't opened the door. And sometimes we wait so long in our impatience, it gets the better of us. Lord, grant us the patience in the waiting season, because we know that, Lord, while we are waiting, you are working. May we never forget that we are bound by time, and that we can pray for confidence in knowing that your time is absolutely perfect. We love you, Father. Only in your name. Amen. Love you guys.
Thank you for listening to Anatomy of the Heart. If you have enjoyed these podcasts, make sure to share and follow with all of your friends.